Meeting is now being recorded.
Thank you for joining the Aubrami Declaration Panel call on the 5th of July 2018. In the call, we have Akshat, Sudeep, Neha, Pavanaja, Ajay, Veena, Jetty, Samad, and Pitinan. Over to you, Dr. Ajay.
Great. Thank you and good evening, everyone, for joining this call. And those who were not there, I just want to brief them what we did yesterday. And we are going to start that call accordingly. So basically, what we have, what we are at stage is we need to close our entire, all the script LGRs with IP approval in this month or mid of next month maximum, which require us to complete the task of each LGR by 15th of this month or 20th of this month with the IP approval. Hence, we are going to, we have a requirement of grouping them together to be released wherever there is a cross-strip variant in between the LGRs. These cannot go for a public comment in isolation. So they are asking, we have a requirement and we have been guided that all the script must have some time of overlapping for a public comment so that entire Devanagari New Brahmi Generation panel is available for public comment if somebody has some comments from each script somewhere else which we have not been considered. Of course, we are very near to a lot of them and we think it is possible and everybody is in the support. And ultimately, we need to give 40 days for each script for public comment. And then it is going to be some break and then another set of scripts will go. And accordingly, we wish to complete in almost 60 to 70 days, complete public comment process and make all the LGRs available simultaneously at one point of time. That's the system which is likely to be there. And by October, we want to be completely ready to be announced and goes for integration into the root zone. That's the objective. So we need to move in that direction accordingly, and everybody will be requested to put in the best possible effort at this time so that we can complete those tasks and do not left get behind. Only Bangla is being waited for July so that we are going to have Bangladesh visit where face-to-face meeting is going to be there. And so Bangla, we will wait till July, and before that, we have to complete all the scripts. That's the background of the requirement and the discussions we had yesterday on the co-chairs and the ICANN. And accordingly, we have scheduled the group calls from today, and we are going to spend almost every day on scripts, and we are going to put on all the efforts and help wherever it is required. Pitinan, do you want to add anything, or I have summarized?
Hi, thank you, Dr. Ajay. It's Pitinan here. I think that's all covered everything.
Okay, great. Thank you very much. So let's start the discussion now on the scripts. And you can take it up from there.
Okay, thank you. But let me pause for a few minutes. I think somebody have problem with the audios.
No problem.
Akshat, can you try to speak? It seems like a few of us cannot hear the rest of us. So let me try calling out to a few people. Just give me a few minutes, okay? Akshat and Veena, I'm calling out to you.
What are you waiting for, Pitnu?
I'm sorry, I'm dialed out to a few people because seems like some of them cannot hear. Cannot hear the rest. Yeah. So give me a few minutes, sorry.
Okay, no problem.
Sorry, Akshat, Kudip, Achyo, I cannot hear you. Could you try disconnect and reconnect again?
Hello, Akshat here. I'm joined from phone. Anybody there?
Hi, Akshat. We can hear you now.
Okay, great. I'll mute now.
Go ahead, Akshat. Let's start the now discussion.
Okay,
yes,
so am I supposed to give Devanagari update?
Yes.
Yes, Akshat. Let us hold. Let us
yes.
Hold up. Pitnam's nod. Is Pitnam okay to start?
Yes, yes. Now I'm calling the rest, but for now, Akshat, you can start with the Devanagari.
Great. Thank you.
Okay. So, on the Devanagari front, actually, I have received the variant document and I'm in the process of going through it. It's quite voluminous and there are many new terms introduced. So, I'm still going through it and at the end of it, I may have some suggestions to make regarding how we can handle it. So, I'm reading up that document from that point of view. So, I guess I'll come back by the end of this week on Devanagari variants issue. Other than that, the previous comments that IP had made, all the things that were needed to be done in the doc and XML file, they have already been done. So the only thing that is now awaiting update is the variants part. So I'm working on that. And I plan to get back on that by the end of this week. So that's from my side on Devanagari front.
Sharma, do you have any guidance as of now on this?
Actually, I was going to ask Akshat if he has any initial thinking. So because I think since there are similar issues with Tamil and Malayalam, cases, it may actually be a good idea to go into some discussion on even narrating what the problems are or what the issues are which IP have highlighted, and at least what is current thinking on what may be the solution, even if the solution has not been finalized yet. I think it may still be very useful for the group to just, I think, listen through. So, Akshat, if you could, you know, if you've had a chance to look at the issues, maybe if you can, you know, explain them from the, I guess, perspective of the generation panel. Thank you.
Yeah, so the Devanagari document, actually, in case of Devanagari, there are many number of variants. So issues in terms of Devanagari, there are multifolds. But I have one specific suggestion that when I went through the Tamil document along with Shanmugam, I could see one of the things that was mentioned in there, where there was a pair of within script variant, where code point A and B was variants with C, a sequence of AB with C, and A had a cross script variant with Malayalam. And in that particular context, IP was discussing about introducing a variant pair, which would actually in itself be invalid, but would be required for the sake of completeness for transitivity and other purposes. In addition, IP also was speaking about introducing some rules which will prevent the that kind of label from getting recognized as within script variant, because when everything gets merged into one common LGR, obviously there would be there won't be anything which will be out of repertoire variant. So in that particular case, I'm not sure exactly now clear about the code points. I think that is 0BC6 or something.
The person you are speaking with has put your call on hold.
Hello?
Yes. Hello.
Yeah.
Yes, this is
Vijay. 0BC6, I guess. So one of the suggestions from IP was that we introduce a specific rule which prevents something. One of my suggestions towards that was that can it be like this, that for every core point which doesn't have a specific context rule to it, we just introduce a default rule which need not be specified, but it can say that this, depending on the position of the character within the label, if it is in the middle, then before and after, if it is the first, only after the character which comes after, if it is the end, only the prior character has to be from the same script. If that could be done, then you really don't need to specify, bother about the out of variant, out of repertoire variant problems explicitly in individual LGRs. Anyway, we are not allowing the script missing within a label. So that thing can be implicitly extended over here. Apart from that, there are some cases where IP wants, for the sake of completion, for example, I recall one variant between Devanagari and Gurmukhi about which we had explicitly discussed. And we had at that point also thought about the transitivity, because so there were code point A and B were variants of each other, and then B was variants with C. It was necessary that A be mapped to C. However, if I'm not wrong, there are mail exchanges between me, Pitinan, Dr. Lehal, and everyone. And at that point, regarding that particular variant, Dr. Lehal said that even this doesn't seem to be a valid relation.
The person you are speaking with has put your call on hold.
Hello, am I audible?
Yeah, Achyut, you please continue.
Yeah, actually, in between, I'm getting that call is getting on hold. So, yeah. So, there was a problem in those terms where there was an explicit agreement between the panels that even though transitivity may want that this pair be added as a variant, but one of the script teams thinks that this is not a variant. So, we may have to address some of those issues while addressing this variant analysis IP has done. So I guess we'll need to think of about this from that point of view as well. Actually, I don't have the document right in front of me at this point, so I'm unable to go on the very specifics of it, but this is the general thinking that I have developed so far about this entire various analysis exercise. Obviously, my specific suggestions I'll come back to in a document. So that's that from my side at this point.
So this is Sarmad. Just to come back on one of the first items you were discussing about adding general script specific rules on all the code points, one challenge with that obviously would be that it would make the LGR much more complex, because currently we have just, for example, a list of code points, and now for all those code points we'll be adding a rule each, and obviously that will impact the performance as well. So that's obviously one challenge with that solution. But in any case, I think once you've thought through it, if you think it requires a conversation with IP, I think we should probably try to organize that and see if we can conclude, in case you want to take up a different solution from what IP is suggesting. Thank you.
Right. Actually, on that particular issue, I did not imagine it as that we'll have to introduce a rule physically into the XML file. It's just that IDNA protocol itself says that script mixing won't be allowed. So we just have, that has to be just an overarching rule which is there but is not explicitly mentioned anywhere in the XML as such. So I don't think we need to clutter the entire LGR for that. It should be there in the backend implementation somehow.
Right. The challenge with that is because that some scripts actually do require script mixing. So if you have an overarching rule like that, it will prevent, for example, Japanese cases where hiragana, katakana, and kanji are mixed, and so on. So that I'm not sure if we can put a rule which will block that sort of universally. Thank you.
I think that is technically should not be a challenge to put up a specific rule for a specific LGR of script mixing, yes or no. That's quite logical. So instead of having a universal rule, we can have a LGR-based specific rule based on the script mixing, and then the issue is resolved, instead of making the whole document an XML complicated.
I guess, yeah, we can discuss this in details because I'll get back on this in a document form as early as possible. And so one of the other examples also was there where a variant pair is suggested where another variant is a subsequence of the original. So it's like this, that there is a variant pair AB with A. In that case, if you think about it, this thing can never be transitive because it will be regenerative, and every time you substitute A with AB, you'll get a new label which has another A which again needs to be substituted with AB. So I guess that thing probably will need to consider as special case of variants, where explicit regenerativity stopping mechanism can be introduced somewhere in the LGR, or it should be just assumed, unless otherwise explicitly stated in the LGR that this should be regenerative till 4 or 5 or something. So that is something again which can be done. So couple of these things actually stem from the Devanagari variants. So I'll definitely take into account the IP suggested ways. In addition, I'll see if there are some specific suggestions which might be useful. I'll just try to document them and send them across as early as possible.
So, Akshat, as early means you are referring to the earlier meet, or you are trying to extend that date?
I plan to do that by end of this week, so by Sunday evening or something.
Yeah, yeah, that's great. Thank you very much. So I hope, but when I spoke in the beginning, you heard me or you did not heard me?
No, actually, I just heard from the moment I had to speak, because I dropped in between and I came back on the phone.
So, in the interest of those people who have joined later, it is okay that I speak another 30 seconds to give another brief. It will be a repetition for those people who have joined before. That, Akshat, we are trying to complete this entire, all the 9 LGR. End of this month or earlier this first week of the next month, and by going a public comment for all the steps, that's the target, and we have been advised to do this entire thing simultaneously. For all the scripts as a new graphic generation panel, we cannot go for each script for a public comment. First, we have to group them together where the cross-script variants are, and then go as a group to public comment and release all the scripts simultaneously at one point of time, so that all the scripts are visible as a panel to somebody in a public domain. And then based on the feedback and everything else, we have to take a decision and move into the next phase. That's the more or less target. Now, for that, obviously, we all need to tighten it state and move in that direction. So I hope that we are on sync on that now.
I guess first week of the next month is an easily achievable target. We can do that, I guess. Anyway, Devanagari and Gujarati front, there is not much remaining except minor tweaks on the Gujarati LGR and variants on the Devanagari. So that is easily doable.
So this is for the scripts, basically. And because last week is only, we need to finish all the scripts before 20th of this month. That's the target. Sharma, do you want to add anything here?
Right. So are you suggesting we start? So what's a tentative date you are suggesting we start the public comment of the first series of documents?
So we need to go in a public comment before in this month itself for one group. That's Devanagari, Gurumukhi and Gujarati.
Okay, sure.
Another 10 days, another group, and then another 10 days, another group.
Right, okay.
One day here and there, 2 days here and there is fine, but here and there means if it is 7 days, we are more happier than making it 12 days.
Right, so I think as far as the process is concerned, if you're, for example, aiming to take the first set of scripts out perhaps later this month, let's say around 20th July or so, we would probably need to have those proposals in hand by at least 10 days or so in advance, so that, IP obviously needs to look at these proposals again, especially the Devanagari solution. So in any case, I think we are really talking about 10th of July for these proposals to come in if we want to, for example, take them out to public comment around 20th or slightly later than that. So that's sort of the kind of the timeline. If they come in, it will take us about 15 days to take it through IP and then release them for public comment after the updated version is received by us. So you can, with that buffer, you can I guess, start planning accordingly. Thank you.
So, from awareness perspective, we know Gurumukhi is completely done, and Gujarati is almost done. Gujarati, some work is left, and we know how much is required for Guru and the Devanagari. So, if Akshat has to see that whether what if any decision is required from the community, then we can get on another call tomorrow, day after, and whenever he want, whenever you want, and close this by the date that we are looking at.
Yeah, so on Devanagari front, I'll close from my side as early as by the end of this week. And there will be little coordination required between Gurumukhi and Devanagari because it, the current variant proposal changed proposals require that Gurumukhi also needs to be in some variant pairs added, might require. And Gujarati is fairly independent. Gujarati can easily go through. So once I finish and probably, so, but then at this point we can only comment from our side because after that I may have some say on that. And depending on that, we can definitely decide when can we go for the comment. From my side, I'll try to close it by this weekend.
So, this is Sarmad. Akshat, also we are considering taking three proposals out at a time. And the first tranche would include Devanagari, Gurumukhi and Gujarati. I guess we will then also need to get the Gujarati one done. And looking at the feedback, I think it's probably not too significant, and that's probably not that week may not take too long. But in any case, just keep in mind that we would need both. I guess Devanagari, you should share as soon as possible. So that we can hand that over to IP, and in the meantime, I guess we can also try to finalize Gujarati and. Obviously, Gurumukhi coordination, of course, is needed. So, idea would be to try to get these three done as soon as possible so that then we can take these out as a first branch and then move on to the next three, which will come out within 10 days or so after the first public comment announcement. Thank you.
Yeah, so for Gujarati also, I don't see any major changes are required. So that can also be finalized by the end of this week. So I'm saying by the end of this week, I'll come up with the updates on both Devanagari and Gujarati.
Okay, great. Thank you.
So I think then we are in the safe date, safe zone. Is not that much?
Sure. So then what we can do is aim to take the first three out on 20th July.
Yes.
If we can get these in by 10th July.
Yeah.
And then the three after that, we should then try to aim to get them out by end of July, for example.
Yes. 30th or 1st of August. That's fine. Yeah. Great. Thank you very much, Akshat. We are getting into exciting zone now. Finishing and getting them out on the public.
Yeah.
Chalo, great. So let's move to the next point.
Okay, thank you. For the next point is Telugu. We have Professor Rao here.
Yeah.
Yes.
Hello, everybody there. So we have, first of all, let me thank the IP panel, and we have taken into consideration all the suggestions in the comments passed by them to the group, and accordingly we have incorporated and then also edited the file, and the document is now sent to Pitinan for comments, and as soon as I get back that one, and then if there is anything further I should change, we'll change accordingly, and the XML and the HTML versions will be probably developed by her, and I'm sure that work is already probably from our side. We have done, And just I have proposed about the Sinhala and the Telugu Kannada transcript variant, but still I feel there is some space for such kind of things. I have given actually examples about the R, which is earlier given as a kind of a standalone segment, which can be actually a cross-script variant. But in case if it is actually followed by a kind of diacritic like E, then it would result in probably identical cross-script variants. And that with the other two cross-script variants, which are actually not standalone but are dependent, like that is Anuswara and Visarga, with this it can actually form some sort of world level label variant. So we may have to take a close look at it, particularly from the Sinhali side. There's no comment about the cross-script variants involving Telugu and Kannada. So in absence of that, we cannot make any comment now. So we will probably wait for their comments and then let us see what we can take and what kind of decision should we take with reference to this cross-cut variant. Okay, thank you. Yeah. Hello, Pitman. Yes?
Yes, yes. Thank you. Thank you, yeah. Professor Rao. Right. So, Sharma,
so,
Is it useful to, for example, organize a call between Telugu, Kannada, and Sinhala?
Yes, right. Yes.
So I think we should then try to do that as early as possible, because I think this is
That's probably right. The
only remaining issue left beyond what you've done already.
Yeah.
So I think we'll work
so what
with...
What I can do is, if I form a kind of label with some of the segments with the diacritics, and then shown it to the native speakers across the languages, if they can identify these things as a possible segment in combination, then it is really a problem. Yes, we need to identify this and then also need to block it. Otherwise, fine. Majority of us think that, okay, one need not really consider these things to be blocked, etc. Not confusable,
right.
Then I think we should take a decision accordingly. Yes.
Right. So I think what Pitinan and I will do is try to organize a call between the three script groups and see if we can, you know, resolve that in that call.
Yes. Yeah.
Sarmad, when do you want to do that?
I think we'll reach out to Harsha and see his earliest availability, possibly this week or early next week.
Okay. Great, yes. Because it is going to otherwise affect our timelines again that we need to do on by 30th.
Right, and it seems like if we just wait for a Sinhala GP proposal, it may actually take much longer. So it's just better to get on a call and discuss it and close the issue.
Okay, fair enough.
Okay, so can I also point out to this the related issues with the Oriya and Malayalam. So is the issue is pretty much similar. They have some certain code point which look the same, but the number is not much enough. So I would like, I think this part NBGP should discuss how you would like to resolve this. Because whatever Telugu and Kannada decide, it should be in the same direction as the Oriya and Malayalam decide. I think some of you don't have the screen now, but I copied what's shown on the screen now in the WhatsApp chat. So please take a look. And Kudip and Veena, if you have any view on this, please come in. Thank you.
Right. Before you all respond to that, let me just add a bit more background to this. Basically, the background is that IP is... suggesting that since it's just one character, it may not be able to formulate meaningful labels. In that context, it may actually be probably simpler to just note this possibility, but not include it as a formal variant. However, the other option, of course, is that the community thinks that it is still significant enough and includes it. And Kuldeep, I think, had suggested that they may want to include it and let it go through public comment and see if there are any comments on it in that direction. But in any case, this is a choice which NBGP needs to make, where a couple of, if there are scripts which have only one character which is similar, especially in Oriya Malayalam case, this O-like character which is almost in, you know, in many other scripts as well beyond Malayalam and Oriya. How do we address it? Do we keep it or do we take the out? Thank you.
Dr. Sharma, this is Shamugam. Can I come in?
Yes, of course. Please go ahead.
Yeah, Dr. Sharma, see, whatever the point you discussed, I will also agree, but are we really seeing the meaning of the label when we create a label?
No, we not create, I guess, when I said meaningful, in I was, I guess, saying not from a linguistic sense, but I guess from a variety purposes. So you don't really, you cannot really create a significant number of labels. So, you know, in this case, you will just create a label C and then a CC and a CCC. Those are the only kind of labels which are possible. And
that is right. Because in Tamil, we have some kind of numerals, which are anyway not part of our repertoire. We are not recommending them, but they may look like some of our recommended consonants. So what people used to do is, whenever they want to use the numeral, they will also use the actual consonant. But they will have some kind of inherent meaning in it. I thought maybe this kind of coincidence may happen in other languages also. If they want to use some of the, characters which are not part of the MSR, can also be represented through some of their included MSR code points. In that case, they may repeat them. That will also have some inherent meaning inside. That shouldn't be a problem. If you are trying to prohibit these kind of combinations, that should not happen. Like some other script may have the same kind of single character similarity that will create a kind of cross script variant. That kind of issue shouldn't happen.
So are you suggesting that we keep these variants?
No, I'm just asking. Because I raised this point even a couple of months before, but I think that time you didn't attend the meeting. You were not there in the meeting, so we couldn't discuss much about this. I had the same point of whether should we include them or what we should do on this.
Right. And by the way, this is something which GP should decide. And if you do not agree with IP's decision, that's perfectly fine. This really should be driven by your own perception on how these scripts work and languages work. Thank you.
Yeah, hi, Akshat. Can I come in?
Yes, Akshat, please.
Yeah, so I guess I would agree with Dr. Shanmugam here that even though it is one label, one code point, however, in terms of label, it all depends on whether it is a dependent code point or it can independently stand by itself. And if both the code points in the variant pair in question can stand by themselves, so obviously using the same code point, a label of some length definitely can be made, which obviously will be a significantly parallel label in another script. Given the recent top-level domain, which is getting quite a traction, .000 itself is a good enough case to consider that the same kind of IDN top-level domain can also be possible, and that might create a case for us to consider this to be a variant-worthy character. So I guess we may take a call that regardless of how insignificant the number of characters they are, if they can stand by themselves and in the repetition of themselves can create some meaningful lengthy labels, I guess we should include them nevertheless. Because at this point, even if we consider that there are less in number, and if some revision later on brings in some more, at that point, I don't know how much this decision would be taken, like, okay, are there any more variants or something? So whenever we have discovered them, I guess we can put them in the variant normative list.
Sure. So I think if this is the direction which you as NBGP would want to go, I think that should be fine. What it would probably, what I would probably request is, since IP's raised it, you may want to add a sentence reiterating the reason in a little more detail rather than just listing the variants, to explain it a little further why this may still be needed, to address IP's comment, and then I guess we can take it to public comment and hear from a wider audience as well, in case we get any responses on this particular aspect. And if that's the direction we are taking, I guess coming back to the previous point, do we still need a call between Sinhala, Kannada, and Telugu, or if it's already documented, then we can just proceed accordingly, and if this is, again, the direction NBGP wants.
Samad, I want to come in here. So I think what Akshat and Shamugam is putting up is a food for thought, and I want to be a devil's advocate a little bit here to for the another side of food for thought. We are not talking about domains. We are talking about TLDs, and we are obviously very different than ASCII TLDs and issues therein. So once we are looking for a secured and stable internet, and on IDNs, we might take a different view for the security and stability perspective, but at the same time, we do not, and make it less complicated. And at the same time, we do not stop the creativity of the people just to come out with a TLDs of their choice. Having said that, we may, Akshat and Shamugam may think it again about this particular issue. Let us have this con call with Professor Udaya and Professor Lehal also on that call, and then we close our discussion and create a better consensus around it. Is that okay for both of you?
Yeah, see, actually, that was my only concern. In future, there should not be any duplicates or there should not be any cross variants which can coincide with this kind of issues. So that again, you'll have to work on the same way. I mean, again, you'll have to reinvent the entire field. Since we are almost closing our proposals, it is better from, I think it is better to include them as well so that our proposal will get the full shape.
Yeah, fair enough. So just think about it more, and let us have another call tomorrow with a specific request to Professor Lehal Nudia to join in. And then we, and in the meantime, if we can have Pitinan share this issue specifically on an email with the community so that we finalize this. And if you can also share, Akshat, can we share a line specifically or a paragraph to be sent to the community what we want to add so that we form this and create a consensus around it?
Yeah, sure. We can have a call. So if Pitinan is planning to draft an email describing the issue, I'll definitely reply to that with some description around which we can have a discussion.
Yeah, great. Thank you. So let us have a call tomorrow and along with the another call.
Okay, sure. I'll send out these specific emails for this issue.
Yeah.
And set up a call for tomorrow.
Yeah.
Okay. So, yes, we have covered Kannada and Oriya. So if this issue has resolved, then we can move on for both of them. I'm not sure, Pavanaja, would you like to come in for this issue as well?
Yeah, I agree with you. Hello.
Yes, we can.
Everybody can hear me? Pavanaja here. Pavanaja here. Can everyone hear me?
Yes, sir.
We can hear you. Go ahead, Pavana.
Yeah, I am with all the discussion. I've been hearing all the discussions, and I fully agree with all the decisions. As Sarma has said, we let us have a separate call for between Kannada, Telugu, and Sinhala, and finalize this. I'm okay with that.
Great, thank you. Pavanaji, do you have any view on the single character process? Do you want to also give your view around it?
The view is that so these things mostly depend on the font used. That's what the Ganga used to say, remember?
Yes, yes.
So, it depends and it will vary on the font used. So, but still, better to have a discussion and finalize this. I agree with IP that, it is a cross-script variant only. We need to block it.
Okay. Great. Let's go further.
Let us go further. Mine is over.
Thank you.
Bangla star?
Yes.
Atiyo here.
Yes, Chandra. Yes, Atiyo, please.
Yeah. Can I have my session now? Hello.
Yes. Go ahead.
It will be a smaller one. Yeah.
Can you hear me? Ahead, Atiyo. Start, please.
Okay, fine. Yeah. Good evening, all. There are actually two points to be made regarding Bengali argument. The first one is that we have substantially we have worked upon the feedback received from the integration panel, and there was a 13-page feedback pertaining to the Bengali script. So we have taken care of that, and I have completed the document and just send that to Professor Singh, which he has subsequently mailed to the Director General in Dhaka and some of us. So this was one. And the second thing is that there was a issue which was mentioned in the feedback regarding the usage of 09B7. That is the owl and the marker. So we had actually dropped it out of the repertoire, but the integration panel has the comment on that we have to have a justification regarding it. So what we did, we had to have a Kokborok expert. Like someone who could just mandate and confirm that whether this particular character O is being used to write Kokborok in Bengali script or not. Professor Singh had given me the contact of Mr. Chandrakant Mura Singh. So he is supposed to be one of the best known Kokborok poet and writer. So I have spoken to him and I have mailed him today. And so since he was a little busy, he will come up with his feedback and his reply tomorrow. So by tomorrow afternoon, we can be in a position to have a final stand on including 09B7 in our Bengali repertoire. But as far as Manipuri SMEs and Bengali is concerned, this particular all-length marker is not used. So what is left is only Kokborok. So we'll have a position by tomorrow. So these were the two points to be made. And as of now, our document stands in a good shape. Thank you. That is all. Done, fellow. I'm done, sir. Yes.
Accused of that, yeah. Okay,
yes.
Let's move to the next one, Malayalam.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. Veena, would you like to come in?
Yeah, am I audible?
Yes, audible. Yes. Please go ahead.
Okay, so I was listening to what Akshat, Dr. Shanmugam and Swamil said about that single character variant thing. And I think it should be considered because, like he said, three characters come together as a OOO TLD, then there is an issue because if the domain name contains like OOO, like .OOO, then the Oriya one also will look the same. So it has to be considered. I think I'll have a discussion with Kuldeep on that. About the status, actually, after last meeting, I sent a PTN a test file to run with the new rule, but it didn't allow some of the labels. So, which means I have to change the rules because the community is not really accepting the fact that that rule has to be there. So I'm thinking about alternative ideas. But if we allow that, then there will be a lot of spoofing. So that's the main issue there. Other than that, I have finished everything with the document. That's the only thing remaining about that variant. Yeah, that's update from my side. Thank you.
This is Sarmad. So, Veena, I guess the question is, so this is, I think, something I also raised earlier. You know, when we are working on the system, we are not really creating a system which can potentially cover all linguistic space because it has to be restricted in a way that the security obviously is the more overriding challenge here. So where there are security issues, of course, some of the linguistic expression would need to be constrained. And I think that's something you may want to highlight with the community as well, certainly, obviously, it would be desirable to have all the possible labels, but if some labels cause security problems, then obviously they would need to be constrained. I guess the solution obviously would need to take that into account. It's just a small comment.
Yeah, I think I'll have to emphasize more on the security part and come up with that rule. I mean, go forward with the rule. So there will be a lot of backlash goes for public comment. So that's the
sure. Thing. But you know, if the backlash is to support Malayalam. Certain labels which are potentially a security issue, I think that is something which can be managed because of the security argument. But in any case, I think the question which I was going to ask was that are you considering one of the two options which the IPE has suggested, or are you considering a third option at this time?
I'm actually considering the option that I actually selected from what IP suggested, which is that consonant cannot follow that same consonant. So I think we'll go with that one only.
Okay, and do you know how much of an impact that has on labels linguistically for Malayalam?
That's linguistically, it's actually very less, but the community is saying about being future-proof and accommodating, like, dialects and all those things. I'm not sure how far that's practicable in labels.
Right. So I'm actually looking at that. It's on the screen. I think we looked at a corpus of 60,000 Malayalam words.
Yeah.
And we found only one instance of this sequence in that corpus. So one in 60,000 is like a 0.0015%. So I think that's option two, I think, what you're referring to. In any case, it's not a very significant impact in that sense. However, of course, this is something which the community needs to discuss. Thank you.
Yeah, I'm actually okay with going with that rule. So we'll go in the public comment and then let's see what happens. Okay.
Sure.
Other
thank
than
you,
that, the document is almost complete.
Okay, thank you. So just to be sure, so this is mean the NDGP decided for the option two already. Other members, please comment, and Dr. J, please guide. Thank you.
Sorry to disturb you, Prithivan. I think I'm still waiting for my comments. I think I'll have to make my point for Tamil.
Yes, Dr. Shanmugam.
Because I thought you will come to me. It's okay. No issues. I have amended the document as per this IP's suggestions and everything. And we are still discussing what we should do for option one or option two. Dr. Sarmat is well aware of this. So I'm working along with Akshat. So maybe I'll be finalizing the document tomorrow and sending you for the XML conversion. So it will be depending on you. The moment you complete the XML conversion, I can also go through once again. And regarding the single character variant, as Dr. Jayadeva has suggested, once that meeting is over, I will be incorporating them as well. So this is the status for Tamil right now.
Okay, thank you, Dr. Shanmugam. Sorry, I wasn't planning to skip you. I was asking Veena just for the confirmation on the Malayalam. And then I was planning to go over to you, sorry. But that's
actually,
fine.
I'm attending over phone, so I could not get some of the conversation. There is a voice break here and there.
Okay.
I think we need to have a consensus on the option second selected by Veena. So the best idea is that let Veena send the email with the selection and the document to the NBGP mailing list for the comment.
Okay, I'll do that.
Please do that for the confirmation so that we have it on the call.
Okay.
Not with the limited people on call. Okay?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you. Okay. Thank you. So that's all the scripts now. Dr. Jay, so over to you for any other business. If you have
no, I think we are good. We are good to close. We are moving forward, but I think Petinan and Sarman, we need to have the call almost on daily basis to close them and close the gaps and take everything to the mailing list for the final confirmation. We try to avoid the confirmations based on the conference calls alone. Okay, because that's the final stage. Right.
Okay.
So this is Sarma. I think it may actually be a good idea that once we finalize a proposal for each script, which is going to public comment, before we send it across to IP, we circulate it within NBGP at least for a 24-hour review from any other members of the list. That way, everybody will get a chance to review the document and we'll actually can add to the subject line the final call or something to just warn everybody on the email list and give everybody an opportunity to come in one last time before we take it forward just in case.
That's exactly what I'm saying. Thank you. that's we can close the call and let us schedule as discussed on this call for the tomorrow.
Okay. Thank you, everyone.
Hello, everybody. This is Kuldeep.
Yes, Kuldeep.
Hello, sir. So Oriya language will be rolled up for the public comment when we are planning after the call tomorrow, if we are decided with that.
So this is Ahmad. If everything goes through as planned, we are planning to, currently we were thinking of doing Devanagari, Gurmukhi, and Gujarati in the first set of as a first set for public comment, and we are aiming around 20th July. Then after 10 days, we are considering the second set, which I think is Telugu, Kannada, and Oriya. So that should go out tentatively end of July or like 1st August or 30th July or something like that. And then soon afterwards, the third set, which is Tamil, Malayalam, and Bengali, around 10th of August. So the idea was to release all three sets, all the nine scripts, three scripts in each set, within 10 days of each other. What that does is that gives people a staggered view of, they can focus on three scripts at a time, because nine may be too many, but then it also gives them a period where all the nine scripts are open for public comment in case they want to look at all the different scripts and comment on something which is, cumulative across all the nine proposals. So it sort of helps manage things from a community perspective a bit as well. Because if we just release all the nine scripts together, that is not very effective. And then if we release one by one across, many different times, that is also not very convenient for the community. So that's the kind of solution we are currently considering. Thank you.
Thank you, Dr. Samad. Thank you. Is there anything feedback on the Oriya Azira draft, other than variant? If anybody wants to ask any questions or discussion about it, Dr. Jetty is also available today to answer.
Maybe, Pritinan, why don't we have the group discussion of the scripts tomorrow also, along with that?
Okay, sure. So I'll put that on the agenda for the call tomorrow.
Yeah, great.
So, Dr. Jetty, are you available tomorrow for the call?
Dr. Jetty dropped out a while ago. I tried calling back, but hasn't been able to reach him yet.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay.
If not tomorrow, Kuldeep, can you talk to him and fix up the time with and tell Pritinan on gap on the chat?
Sure, sure.
So that we can, not tomorrow, day after, it's fine, right? But we have to close this.
Yes, yes, that is fine. We still have time. I think we are not rolling out in the first batch, so we still have time.
Yeah.
Okay.
Great.
Thank you, everyone. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Bye.
Thank you all.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you, everyone. Bye-bye.